Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Hey there, Tennessee fans. Welcome to another episode, Tennessee Fan Talk, Week 6 in the books. We're going to go around the SEC a little bit. We're going to talk rankings. We're going to talk how Tennessee improves in those rankings. We're going to break down Alabama and A&M game just to show how we could be both those teams. Talk about who's looking good to come back into the lineup for Week 7. And Neyland's got a couple of visitors for this week. All that, little more. Tennessee Fan Talk, get in here. Hey, guys, thank you again for listening to Tennessee Fan Talk, the podcast brought to you by Tennessee fans for Tennessee fans, without having a big media presence, as as the Duke would say. And when in his absence, since he's not here, I'll fill him in, since we're just a bunch of bums that don't know what we're doing, despite showing up pretty well in podcast rankings for Tennessee sports. Tennessee improves in the rankings came out today as I'm recording this. So yesterday, as you're listening, bumping up 3 despite not playing. What does that say for A, the rest of the SEC, and B, the rest of college football? A little bit of stuff happening. Some we expected, some we didn't. LSU beating Missouri. We both, Duke and I, picked that one 49-39. Watching Daniels and Cook, for that matter, both of them, they just... I don't know if it's the field, the rocks in the background on the hill, the camera, whatever it was. Both of those guys seemed like they were running extremely fast and very elusive. Daniels looked fantastic. Glad that they pulled that out in the end. Mississippi State over Western Michigan. We'll skip that to Alabama. We'll talk about that in a minute. Florida having Vandy in for their homecoming, I believe. Of course, in the swamp. Yeah, expect that. Georgia putting it on Kentucky. And just to think, there was people saying that they thought, Kentucky fans saying that they had high hopes to beat Georgia. I mean, what in the... Yeah, Georgia got it together and showed that they still belong at number one. Ole Miss, however, not so much. I was expecting a much higher score from them. I could see them holding Arkansas to 20, but I was expecting quite a bit more from their offense. Now, diving in, Alabama, A&M, two teams that, based on what we saw on Saturday, looks like it's, for me, looks like we could beat them both. Lackluster first quarter, 3-3. Alabama only putting up 7 in the second. A&M 14 going into halftime with the lead. Alabama made adjustments, put up 14 in the third, and held A&M to a big 0. And then the lackluster fourth quarter, Alabama scoring 2, A&M with just 3. Despite... they looking the same. Let's first downs, both of them with just 16. Net yards rushing, Alabama with 23 net rushing yards. That is 0.9 average yard per rush, 0 rushing touchdowns. Little strange on that. Passing yards 321 to 239 from A&M. Total offensive yards 344 to 306. Saban and company gave up 14 penalties for 100 yards. Now you tack on the sacks in which they incurred 43 yards, 6 sacks, so a field and a half of negative plays. Now let's throw in one other crucial thing, third down conversions, 4 of 12 for each of those teams. Now you tell me that Tennessee cannot outperform that. Now Tuscaloosa is going to be hard, but if A&M comes and plays the game that they played and just hope that our offensive line is better than A&M's offensive line, give Bazooka Joe some time, I think we could beat the brakes off of A&M. I really do think that we could, looking at the team that I just saw. By the way, A&M only got 67 net yards of rushing out of 35 attempts. 2 yards per rush. Absolute atrocious. Absolute atrocious. Max Johnson went 14 for 25, 239 yards, a touchdown, interception. His longest was only 37, while Jalen Milroe went 21 33, 321 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. His longest was 52. Max was sacked 5 times. Milroe, of course, we've already said 6. So, you get back a team that's been on a bye week, healing up, and who's coming, who's looking good to be back in the lineup. Heupel said this week that Dante Thornton is looking good to be back in. People still asking him what's going on with D. Williams. Why is he only a returner? Why can't he go out for the wide receivers? But we've seen in Tennessee returners that have come out at wide receiver and done great. Maybe it's an issue with catching, or maybe it's an issue. You wouldn't think it's an issue with holding on to the ball because he takes some hits as a returner, but maybe they've just seen him practice over and over again that he can't do it. Either catch or hold onto the ball. Something is a little off for them there. We are 7 minutes in. We're going to take a small break. We're going to talk about who's going to be at Neyland for this week and a little bit around the SEC before we make the Week 7 picks. Catch you in just a minute. Hey Vols fans, let's be honest. Do you really trust where the meat comes from at your local grocery store? With all the fillers and preservatives out there and their unknown long-term issues, why not take a little stress off of your grocery list? More and more people are going back to the farmers for their local eggs, vegetables, fruits, honey. Teague Premium Beef offers a local solution to a nationwide problem. Simply visit bellbucklebeef.com to select your cuts and choose the processor nearest you. Teague Premium Beef will deliver grass-fed, grain-finished beef to that processor. Why take chances on the unknown? Choose local. Choose Teague Premium Beef. Welcome back, Tennessee fans. Appreciate y'all hanging with us on this. I say, of course, when I say us, it's just because I'm used to it. Riding solo, no Duke this week for your comic relief. You want to talk about some comic items here. SEC has one team left in the top 10, fortunately, that is at number 1. 3 in the top 15, 6 in the top 25 overall. If we count Texas and Oklahoma for next year, of course, add 2 more to that, and both of those being in the top 10. So that helps. The one in the top 10 for this year kind of bothers you. Now, of course, we're in the middle of the season in the conference play. You know, you're going to lose, and losing puts you down. So hopefully, as others are looking bad in their own conference, we see the SEC teams bouncing up. But it's ugly right now. And do some of these other conferences look good? If, you know, yeah, there's been some clutch wins. Do they have the gruesome schedule that is the SEC week over week? Absolutely not. We have said that over and over and over again. Coming into Neyland this week, a couple visitors. First off, SEC Nation live from Rocky Top in the morning. And, of course, y'all get to hear from that as the Duke says, that traitor, Paul Feinbaum. And then we have CBS rolling in for the CBS 3:30 Eastern Game of the Week. I'm hearing that we are checkering Neyland. Of course, I said that about the last game, and it turned out it was just a blackout thing. But it's all over. Checker Neyland, even though our record is not great with checkering Neyland. Like I said prior, I think that we have the ability to knock off A&M. Going through those Week 7 picks, Georgia at Vanderbilt. Good Lord, all you Nashvillians, that Middle Tennesseers that don't get the opportunity to go to Athens, you get to come see your Bulldogs and Vandy. Good Lord. What an absolute beating that's going to be. And it is a CBS 12 Eastern game. Dogs, and Kirby, you know, he puts in those third stringers, fourth stringers. He puts those guys in. And like he said in last night's broadcast, is some of those stats, you know, of not playing full games, whatnot, some of those stats are from guys that he's trying to put in to get more playing time. So it doesn't do well for his stats. This one, his first string might be out after the first quarter. That is definitely a 52-3 type game for me. I would love, and I actually have, when I found out the Duke was not going to be with me prior obligations, he's like, I said, I need to text. So I'm pulling him up right now. He has got 56-10. He gave Fandy more credit than what I did, which is rarely the case. The Arkansas-Alabama ESPN 12 Eastern. Definitely Alabama for me, somewhere in that 35-20 range. After seeing Alabama's defense, you know, Arkansas and what they did with Ole Miss, I'm thinking they could put up 20 again, 35-20 Alabama. And Duke has Bama 34-21. So, yeah, we think alike. We'll skip over that 3:30 CBS game of the week with Tennessee. We'll get back to that one. The other 3:30 Eastern SEC Network game, Florida at South Carolina. Man, that's a rough one. As I would call this one the snooze fest of the week, but there's a Missouri-Kentucky game as well. Kentucky probably going to take out a little bit of emotion on Missouri, so let's go Florida-South Carolina being the boring game of the week. Duke has 21, Florida 21, South Carolina 28. I think South Carolina is going to do a little bit better than that, 35-24. South Carolina. The 7 Eastern SEC, ESPN, 7 Eastern ESPN game, Auburn at LSU. LSU at number 22, LSU. Duke's picking the upset. Auburn 28, LSU 21 for the Duke. I'm going to have to disagree after seeing the legs that Daniels has. I mean, their running back that I just went mind blank on, Diggs, I believe is his name. Fast and efficient. And like I said, just came out of week five and went into week six and was like nothing changed. It was impressive on the ground. And so I'm going an LSU 35, Auburn 28. The Mizzou at Kentucky. Possibly the snooze fest, if not a close second. SEC Network, 7:30 Eastern. Duke has it with an upset, 38 Mizzou. And then, I'm sorry. I got to go back to the he did not pick his. He sent me another text, says LSU 31. So 31 over Auburn. He did not pick the upset, but he did pick it for the Mizzou. 38-21 Mizzou. And I don't agree. I'm going to go Kentucky a 38 to a Mizzou a 35. Lots of players all over the field. Lots of running by Missouri. Lots of Cook getting around. He looked good last week. He really did. So I think it'll be okay. It'll be an okay game to watch. Possibly not the snooze fest that it would be Florida, South Carolina. On to what really matters. A&M visiting Knoxville. CBS game of the week, SEC Nation in town, coming off of a loss at home, A&M. Tennessee, of course, coming off the bye week and then the previous win against Spencer. Had our Super Bowl festivities during our bye week. You know, we don't look like a one-loss team, but we are one. I'm going to have to pick Tennessee on this based off of what I had with Alabama. Now, if, a week prior, before seeing the Alabama A&M game, and I said it last week, I said, I'm nervous. I'm scared about this A&M team coming in here. Jimbo's got to do something. You know, they have one of the best running backs. And Tennessee's still trying to get things together, and they still have injuries, and I think they can do it. The Duke has Tennessee losing. He's got 35 A&M, 28 for Tennessee, and I know what he's going to say. It's my psyche. I'm telling this to prepare myself in case we don't pull it off. I feel good about the game. I'm going to say Tennessee. Now, if Alabama couldn't put up any more than 26, they had, you know, but Milroe getting sacked six times, 100 yards of penalties. Alabama didn't put up everything they could just with all their problems. I think Tennessee possibly can if they can stay in the right mindset, stop making mistakes, execute well, and we know we're going to put up a lot more on the ground than what Alabama was able to. 42-35 Tennessee. With that, we will take a break.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We'll be right back. Welcome back, Vols fans. Just made those picks and read out Dukes, of course, since he is not with us riding solo this episode. We, coming into this, talked about what Tennessee has to do. Got to have positive yardage on the ground. Got to have good offensive line. Very dedicated offensive line. We cannot have false start penalties. Now on to the big man, Milton. Milton needs to do what Milton does. If he's in a hurry, if he's in a struggle, he needs to run. First off, he needs to run if he's in trouble, because him passing on the run, it's just not going to be well. We've shown that these underthrows, throws in the dirt, he just makes bad decisions and doesn't have the accuracy. He has horrible accuracy issues when he is on the run. So the O-line's got to protect him, and he has to make smart, smart choices. I think our defense will take care of this. Just like on the South Carolina game, I said the defense has to step in and win this game. I think if we can keep Max Johnson on his back, I mean, he was sacked 5 times from Alabama, and I think we can match or even better that. You know, Alabama had their tackles for loss. We're 6. Yeah, 6, and which was just one more than this. So they just had 1 tackle for loss other than their sacks. Tennessee will do better than that. So with those two things, I think Tennessee pulls it out. Look forward to seeing you guys on the show next week. Hopefully, little surprise guest, a little crossover event between Tennessee Fan Talk and another podcast, hopefully. Trying to make that happen, conflicting schedules and all. We're hoping that can happen next week, especially after a big win over A&M. Well, thank you for tuning in to another episode. Remember, wherever you are, we are. We are at TN Fan Talk. Be sure to look for those polls we're going to start setting up week over week. We want to get your comments, your thoughts on all things Tennessee. Thanks for hanging in with me on this short episode without humor, with missing the Duke.